This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have tuned in and have good in abundance because you have consciously and conscientiously tuned into the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And this is the beginning of a new year. It's the beginning of a new decade. It's the beginning of the best you possible. That's why you tuned in, by the way, because you care the most in the entire world about you, Y-O-U, E-W-E. By the way, that's great, because when you become the best you possible, you make the world a better place. You build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. And that's why you're here. You have purposely tuned into the joy of living with Barry Shore, because you know that on this show, it's all about you, and you will be healthier and wealthier as a result of tuning in and working with our great guests and the information, the transformation that's about to take place. And by the way, who doesn't want to be healthier or wealthier? You do, of course. And that's why you are now joined, by the way, at this very moment, by 331,613 people around the world through this magnificent, magical, mystical platform called Internet Radio. We are now being heard at this very moment by over 330,000 people. By the time we finish, may even be up to 340,000 or 350,000 people around the world who care only about and because of themselves. And when you do that, you make the world a better place. So how do we do that? We do it by following the three fundamentals of life. These three fundamentals are, number one, life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. And now in this case, MAD is a great acronym, which we'll be working with a lot through the show. Words make a difference in people's lives. MAD stands for make a difference. You lead a purpose-driven life, you will make a difference in life, in your life, in the lives of people all around you. You have no idea how it extends out into the rest of the world. And the third fundamental is to discover and unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Everyday words and simple example right now, what we're doing. Ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? And invariably, they'll tell you it has something to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the words of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what a is a word, right? W-H-A-D-A. What a wonderful world. And of course, a tip of the hat and a big thank you to Louis Armstrong, Satchmo, for enabling that song to go viral and touch not just tens of millions or hundreds of millions, but billions of people around the planet. And when you hear even the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? Right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important, powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant acronyms you can ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE stands for seeing miracles in life every day, every day. Seeing miracles. Now, I have to tell you, before COVID hit, and thank God, God willing, it's going to go away pretty soon, and we'll be able to be back and be with people again and do things in a very human way, I was speaking to 5,000 people in a very nice, large auditorium and mentioning about this, people raising their hands saying, but Barry Shore, I've been up for hours where I haven't seen any miracles. And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Can you stand? Can you walk? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Every single one of those is a miracle. And what's the simple proof? Simple proof. 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. You didn't, by definition. If you're here, you're listening to this, you're watching this, you are alive. If you're alive, you're going to live exuberantly. That's the purpose of life, especially when you're tuning into the joy of living with Barry Shore. Now, everything you want to know, by the way, about our guest today, there's a lot to learn and to know. Just go to www, remember that stands for What a Wonderful World, .barryshore.com, BarrySHore, and it's all there. You don't have to write anything down, you don't remember anything, just lean in and let all of this flow over you because it's just so wonderful. Just feel the experience. Now, I'm going to just tell you that people that are watching, over 300,000 come every week, but we have 30, 40,000 people every week that come because their friend says, you got to listen to the joy of living with Barry Shore. So you know the story. The story is September 17th, 2004. I was standing up the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching and listening, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. That evening, I was in the hospital, completely, totally paralyzed, my neck down. It was not an automobile accident. It was not a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. In a matter of hours, I was rendered a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. Nothing. I was in a hospital 144 days. I was in a hospital bed in my own home for 2 years. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. See my hands? Thank God I have hands. Not like yours, but I have them. 4 years in a wheelchair. I had braces on both my legs from my hips to my ankles. That was progress. Today, thank God, I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 7-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master. But I still can't walk up a curb by myself. I can't walk up a stair by myself. I have helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. But I got to tell you a quick story. A few weeks ago, my niece comes over to me. She's 8 years old. My eight-year-old niece comes over to me. Uncle Barry, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought of it. I said, smile, smile, why not? And I asked her, how come? She said, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, create is a wonderful word that stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to exceed, rethinking, neuro-linguistic programming. We all have a brain. You have 100+ billion brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting them all. And they're there for more than just deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. The ability to use your mind to create a certain image, a mindset in life, which we'll be talking about with our amazing guest. But I just want to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, does use a lot of four-letter words. I even use the four-letter F-U word. And I do it because it's fun and the shock value, of course. But the four-letter words that we use are love, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. They're all four-letter words. Use four-letter words. Just remember that to use them in a positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant way. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. Fun, yes, F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, of course, people raise and say, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. So after the show, when you see your family and your friends, you have a twinkle in your eye, a smile on your face, remember what that stands for, and you point your fingers at F-U, everybody, remember to add right away, capital N, capital N, fun. They'll say, where'd you get that? I listen to Barry Shore, the joy of living. He tells everybody, F-U, capital N, capital N. Okay, before we bring on our amazing guest who's going to really rock your world and add to your loveliness of life, I'm going to urge everybody to utilize the two most powerful and important words in the English language. I want you to use them 3 times a day for the rest of your life. Yes, the rest of your life. Consciously and conscientiously, use these two words, the most powerful of the English language. You will make a difference in your life and the life of everybody around you. And it will ripple out to the whole world. What are these two words? Drum roll. Fanfare. Da-da-da-da-da. Ba-ba. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. THANK stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, read in his writing, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible. So imagine we're going to go back to our coffee shops. You walk in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte for $5.50, and you sit down, somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You walk in the coffee shop, you order your fancy latte, $5.50, you sit down, a few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. You go to the counter and say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're so busy, we'll bring it to you. A few more minutes go by, you still say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out, somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You are in traffic, you're late for an appointment, somebody cuts you off, and you say, thank you. You get up in the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Therefore, be kind always. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of anybody that at the moment is rocking my world and inspires noble deeds more than this remarkable, powerful, positive, purposeful, pleasant being than Robert Butwin. Robert, give a huge hello to 333,613 people around the world.
You know, I really appreciate being here. Just in your presence, you know, Barry, it's like, you just make my day just listening to you, your attitude, just everything about you. I just absolutely love it. And the whole thing about the joy of living, it's like when we start talking, you know, there is a synchronicity because my mom's name is Joy. Joy Sachs.
Right. You mean? Oh, that's right. Imagine that when I was talking to Robert recently, we were discussing about different things. By the way, just first of all, say a huge hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
And okay, that was a little bit of a, but I want to hear a Robert Butwin. Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
That's what he stands for, by the way. Everyone to know the word he, you're reading in a book, he said, he stands for hello, everybody. Oh my gosh, you're going to get that in your head. So thank you so much, Robert. But his mother's name is Joy. How apropos. But I want to introduce Robert for a number of reasons, in addition to the fact that he has a great last name, which he, of course, always introduces himself. Hey, Butwin. But we'll talk about the acronyms for that. But one of the things that I really am attracted to Robert is the fact that when we met, and it's been a while already, I think it was last year, and we talked about different things. Part of his makeup, his mental makeup and his physical makeup, is that he is basically unemployable. Psychologically unemployable, which is what we're going to talk about, because we are going to take off the shackles that bind people. And again, we have a worldwide audience, Robert. People in India, people in China, people through Africa, Australia, Europe, to Latin America, Africa, America, who are bound in shackles, even though they're not wearing any chains, because it's all here. Am I correct on that?
It is. You know, definitely the biggest thing that holds people back is the 6 inches between their ears. You know, what happened for myself, just to give you an idea, and this happened back in the mid-80s, I came across Wayne Dyer's cassette tape player, just to give you an idea of how far.
Wait a minute. First of all, Robert, I'm going to put you on pause for a moment.
Sure.
Psst, everybody. A cassette tape, you can Google that so you'll understand what he's talking about. But it has something to do with listening to a recording of somebody's voice. Okay, back to you, Robert.
Exactly. So I'm listening to Wayne Dyer's cassette tape series called No Limit Person.
Right.
And all of a sudden, it was like a defining moment in my life. The reason it was a defining moment is all of a sudden I came to the realization that the limits that existed in my life, I was responsible for them being there. See, once you take responsibility for what is, and this is key, you take responsibility for what is, you can take it for what will be. But most people, unfortunately, are in a state of denial. And the acronym for denial is don't even notice I am lying. They're lying to themselves because we can all create, no matter what we want to create, virtually anything in our life. You know, we're only going to live one time, as far as I know. And so you might as well make the best of your life by helping other people.
Wait a minute. Let's talk about that. Helping sure. other people, because there's a word that I like to use a lot. It's a four-letter word. I like four-letter words. Yep. And the word is hope.
Yeah.
Everybody needs hope, right, Robert? Hope yes. stands for helping other people every day.
Yep.
Help. This is what Botwin's about, by the way. One of the reasons I really urged him to join the show and come on, took a number of weeks to get him, but he's here, thankfully. Helping other people every day. And it's about what Robert's life is all about. So he was in, for want of a better term, he was in the world of network marketing. Some people call it MLM, multi-level marketing. But the point of his life was that it was never about accumulating money and houses and things for himself, Lamborghinis. Okay, he had all that. But it's really, that's his but. He was about win. Because win has to do with making sure that other people are allowed to let themselves soar. Am I correct on that, Robert?
You know, you're 100% correct. I mean, you think about really, and you touched on a key point, because really what is MLM, network marketing? And I like the acronym because you're into acronyms. I've got three different acronyms for MLM.
Yes,
First one, making life meaningful. Second one, making lots of money. Or third one, making love more. Whichever one you want.
So wait a minute. If you keep doing all that stuff, you'll end up so full of joy that you won't be able to wake. You won't be able to go to sleep because you'll just be filled with the energetic presence of life. Good. Keep going.
Exactly. So, you know, really, what is MLM? Because I really believe if people understood this profession, you know, everybody would be involved in it. The only reason they're not involved is in it is they don't understand it. Really what it is, it's an alternative distribution methodology that's a leveraged business model where you've got a vested interest to help other people succeed. You know, people think it's about trying to sell product. No, it's about serving people. Usually an MLM company, whichever one you might represent, have got some very unique, life-changing kinds of products. And so, again, it's how we can be of service to other people, how we can help other people create the skill set, how we can help other people recognize that if you're just working a job, you're trading time for money, you're limiting yourself. You're able to help other people recognize there's something more meaningful out there in life. And, you know, ultimately, if you're really serious about it, you can create whatever level of success that you want.
So let's go back to what one of your acronyms, making life meaningful. Remember at the beginning of the show, we talked about the three fundamentals of life. Yeah. Number one, life is purpose. Every human being is purposeful, not just an accident. It can't be, by definition, by the way. If you believe at all that there's a creator, even if you don't, it doesn't matter because there is. But if you believe there's a creator doesn't make junk. That's just not what he or she is into. They're into doing the best thing in the world. So when you understand that the real benefit of life is in giving, what I like to say to people, they ask me, Barry Shore, can you give us an idea of a simple definition of the joy of living? I say, yes, one word, giving. When you make that muscle, that giving muscle, bigger and bigger, which is what Robert is all about. You see, but win is two words. That's what he's about. But win. Now, but I happen to like this particular acronym. It stands for beauty understands truth. People say that they're the same. I think it's more that beauty understands truth, and of course the opposite, truth understands beauty. That's a tub. So if you immerse yourself in the tub of but, you are a winner. Now win stands for wonder, inspires, nurturing. And if there's anything that the service world is about, it's nurturing. As you said, Robert, teach us what it means to nurture other people. In other words, people talk about something called, in quotation marks, a downline. Let's not talk about a down. Let's talk about spreading the ability for others to succeed.
Yeah. You know, again, I don't like the terminology downline. It's like you've got a relationship to mentor other people. You've got a vested interest. I mean, my original mentor, who's still living today, in the network marketing arena, it's like the numbers always work, people don't. But he would always tell me the attitude of gratitude. be grateful for where you are as you're going to where you want to be. Know that if other people can do it, so can you. And you know, I take a look at back when I started in the mid-80s. I spent a lot of money reading books, listening to CDs, going to seminars. Today, you can virtually get all that for free, just knowing where to, you know, plug in. In fact, all you have to do is go to a place called BarryShores.com and listen to some of his past interviews. Phenomenal wisdom, phenomenal insight.
Thank you. I'm humbled and honored to be heard. But by the way, just so people should know, Robert is not just a guy, or not just a guy who does well and did well. First of all, look at that great shirt he's wearing. It's almost as cool as this one. But the point is that he has the attitude of gratitude. He's a member. By the way, he was inducted into something called the networking MLMIA Hall of Fame. Just about 10, 11 years ago. But the point of that is that you don't get into the highest levels of any business, unless you are successful, not at the business per se, but at what the business provides. What does the business provide? MLM, as he says, making life meaningful. Yes, making lots of money, making love meaningful. The point of it is what he's talking about, is what he's sharing with us, is the ability for every and any human being to fulfill their dreams. Am I right, Robert?
You are. One of my early mentors said, if you build people, people build businesses. Focus on what you can do to make a difference in other people, because as we said earlier, most people are limited by their thinking. You know, I was limited by my thinking. Why? I always expected to be running our family business. I was the oldest son of a third generation. But guess what? There's too much family in the family business, and I had to pivot. I had to change directions because it was limiting me, and I wanted to create a life of more meaning. You know, it's like one of the people that I used to do a lot of work with, he used to say, we all have two B-days, a birthday and a box day. In between, there's a dash. So it's like, how can we live on? I think about one of my mentors, Jim Rohn, and he did so much as far as the insight and wisdom that he instilled in me because of the things that I listened from him. And it's like he's living on even though he's passed on. You know,
correct.
Like, yep.
By the way, speaking of this, first of all, a big thank you to Jim Rohn. Because he nurtured beings, and he did it consciously and conscientiously.
Yep.
And he does not just live on, he inspires by his very being. By the way, THINK is a great acronym, to harness insightful neural connections. That's what you're doing when you're thinking. You want to harness your insightful neural connections. And there's a great movie that was made. I think it's maybe 2 or 3, 4 minutes maximum. You can Google it or go search anywhere. And it's called The Dash.
Yep.
So between the birthday and the box day, there is the dash. And as Robert is encouraging all of us, it's literally get in the race. You can't win the race unless you're in the race, right? So be in the race, and by definition, I'm telling you all, by definition, you listen to Robert Butwin and you go, let's go, just go to www.barryshore.com, and you'll find lots of stuff about Robert and what he does, and not just that he espouses it, but he walks the talk. The ability to understand that there are no limits to what you want to accomplish. Again, in the service of good. We're always here talking about good. We eschew evil. That's just not what we want to be involved with. And if you think that any of this has to do with manipulating people, then you're not receiving the message, and you will never be successful, no matter how much money, houses, whatever you think you have in terms of numbers. You will never be successful. The success of life is in how much you become a cog, a channel of goodness, a child of God. And that is what Robert's life is all about, by the way. I mean, then, talk about a man who was involved in giving. What I'd like to ask you to do, if you'd be so kind, is let's talk about what it means to travel around to different
world, different cultures, the Orient, to Europe and such like that, which you've done over the past number of decades, and share the message with people, because America is a place where these kinds of things happen, because America was built on an entrepreneurial basis. Most of the world is in an employee mindset, if I'm not mistaken. And how do you enable people, help people move out of the employee mindset and into the entrepreneurial mindset?
You know, what I do is I guide them to information. But, you know, you hit a great point, because people in America really don't realize how great we have it. It's like, I've gone over to Thailand, to Asia, to the Philippines, to Malaysia, to Singapore. And, you know, a lot of these people, for as little as they make, you know, per month, we make in a week or less. And, you know, it's like one of the times, and I remember, I think it was about 8-10 years ago, I was over in Thailand to speak. And as you looked out in the street, there were hundreds of thousands of people lining the streets. Now, I wish I could tell you that they were there to hear me speak, but
wait a minute. Why don't you just tell us that, and then we'll see what the reality is.
the reality was they were demonstrating because they wanted to overthrow the dictator or the person running that country. But unlike America, that they riots and people got hurt, they did it very peacefully, because the people in Thailand are such loving people. They care about people, you know, even as little, you know, and it's not about the amount of money that they make, but they just truly care about people. They've got that attitude of gratitude. They're just very appreciative. And so, again, the Philippines, I mean, these people work unbelievably long hours for little money. So, you know, I learn a lot from other cultures. I learn a lot from going over throughout Europe. You know, I got a plaque from United telling me that I've flown like 2 million miles. I could tell you a funny story when I was coming out of Russia, coming through the customs. And you know, as I'm coming through and I'm going through the green line, the guy said, "Do you have any money?" And this was back, I think it was 1992. And I says, "Of course I got money." I thought, what a dumb question. You know, so I reached into my pocket and I didn't realize you couldn't take money out of Russia. Yeah. American money.
By the way, this is so important what Robert is saying. The ability to live freely, travel freely, open something, fall down, pick yourself up, start all over again, and keep going is a very American attitude. And if you plug it into gratitude, I am making a categorical statement before we go to our sponsored break. You cannot fail. Impossible will not happen. You cannot fail as long as you keep going forward. We're going to do a quick sponsored break here. We'll be back with more Robert Botwin on the other side of this break. Buckle up, because this man ain't going away. I've asked him to help transform lives. Be right back after this. Hey, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling. Because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad.
go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to BarryShore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to BarryShore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, everybody. Oh, am I really, really happy to be sharing with you something remarkable, interesting, and beneficial for you. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit company. Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And get this, you can skip trips to the grocery store. It makes home cooking easy, fun, F-U-N-N, and affordable. Imagine that, convenient, no contract delivery to your doorstep. Recipes are easy to follow with pictures and simple steps. Even I can do it, and I like doing it, actually. And it cuts out those stressful ideas of meal planning and grocery store trips. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, we all love to save money. Really great value. You can save 40% or more when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. So get this. Quality, fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, saving money, and something I really like also, HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far, just in 2020 during our pandemic, they've donated 3.5 million meals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/90, the number 90, joy, 90J90, J-O-Y, and use code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/90JOY. Use the code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Do it today. You will thank me. Bye now. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Our cup runneth over with good in the form of a two-legged being named Robert Buttwin, and that's what he does. He helps everybody do everything. Winning is his specialty. Robert, we left on a cliffhanger. Let's talk about the laws of attraction. I just want to share with everybody the 6 most important words you'll ever hear, internalize, utilize in your life. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Robert, talk to us. Take us along the path of the laws of attraction, which we can choose to follow, right?
We definitely can. And let's start off with what we just ended the break with. When we're talking about choice, you're talking about failing. You know, you talk about when you get a result that doesn't match up with the result you want. You know, again, I choose not to look at anything as a failure. I like to look at it as an experience. And so let's look at what is an experience. Experience is what you get when you don't get what you want. So now that you get that experience, because again, it's, everything's about choice. So when you get an experience, does that validate your lack? Hopefully not. What you want to take a look at that experience is as a lesson. It's like, what did you learn based on what happened? One of the things that I learned a long time ago by listening to Dr. Robert Anthony, he said that we all have certain lessons to learn in life. And until you learn that lesson, life will continually trip you up in the lesson. So when you get an experience that does not match what you expected, you take a look at that as a stepping stone, that it's going to ensure you to create the success that you're really truly looking for.
I love that. Ensure you that you will have success. Again, Robert and I are of the same mind, and as everybody, I hope, listening, we're now over 350,000 people around the world. And if you're tuning in, you tuned in for one reason only. This show is not about Robert Botwin, great guy. Not about Barry Shore, fine fellow. It's about you, Y-O-U. The show is only about and for you to have your stepping stones to success. You define what your success is. You must reach it. As long as you're alive and breathing, you will reach your goal when you choose the right way, the right path. And that has to do with the laws of attraction. Now, by the way, word law, people sometimes hear, they go, they bristle a little bit. Law, that sounds harsh and such. But if you understand what law stands for, you'll recognize it right away and embrace it. Law stands for love and wisdom. That's what the law of attraction is. What the laws of attraction is rooted in love and wisdom. And when you use both of those under the direction of somebody like Robert, you're going to lever yourself into a position where everything that you think you want, remember, as long as it's in service and for good, will be yours. Am I correct in that, Robert?
You know, you're really, of course you're correct. I mean, people quite often think, you know, this other person is lucky. But, you know, there's an acronym of luck, which is laboring under correct knowledge. It was like when I had my defining moment, what did I do? I went out and started to take a look at insights, wisdom that would assure me to create the success. I'm not going to tell you I was an overnight success. In fact, when I first got involved, I ended up losing more money than I want to admit to. But again, it's like what I've realized is everything that happens to you serves you as long as you stay focused and committed and your intention is there to do the right things in the right way. You know, God will make sure that things happen for you. There's an old saying, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, the mentor will appear. Now that I've created the success over a long period of time, I'm able to mentor other people. You know, I came up with the different laws of attraction in the 5 A's in the law of attraction, which we can talk about. But again, we all deserve to be successful.
Let's hear just one or two of the real essence of the laws of attraction directly from the master.
Well, the first one is aware of what you want and aware of what you need to change to make sure that you get what you want.
So be aware of what you want. In other words, not just think about it, articulate it by voice and write it down. Would you agree that that's an important aspect of it?
Definitely. So,
okay. Aware of what you want is a fundamental part of it.
Yep. Then the next thing is affirmations. And if you remember back in my journey, it was like when I was starting to listen to Michael Gerber and he talked about all the people failing. It was, I recognized that I had self-talk, and you could offset your negative self-talk with positive self-talk, be it affirmations, meditations, visualizations. And two of the most powerful words is I am. I am successful. I have a prosper mindset. I am this, not I will be. Because if you continually say, I will be successful, well, guess what? You always will be. You'll never get there. So right. I am.
This is so important. It happens to be it's funny. I remember seeing in a supermarket a very large package of food, and it said on, it was dog food called I Am's.
Yes.
I said, wait a minute, they got it wrong. No, that's not for the dog. That's for that. They meant that's God giving us a message. That was really not, they were dyslexic. It's really God giving us a message. I am. My happens to be, I'm going to admit it in front of hundreds of thousands of people, my affirmation in the morning, I am a giver. I am generous. That's what I do. Everybody, you have your own. But the point is what Robert's sharing with us is be, not saying I will be. Be, I am, and guess what happens? The reverberations in your body and in your mind must conform to what it is that you think. You see, when your thoughts are aligned with your speech and your actions, you become what we call a spiritual chiropractor. You like that one? You go to a chiropractor and something's hurting, it's off, right? If you want a spiritual chiropractor, you align your thoughts, your words, and your deeds, and they come out. I'm going to do something with you, Robert. I'm going to share with you something that is something big for me. I've actually, thank God, been able to share this with at least 180,000 people that we know of. And it happens to be the acronym for self-talk. And I think that's going to make you smile from ear to ear. He's already smiling. But this one is really something special because this took me decades to not just think about, but to enable it to come forth. And it's what you live and what you do, because you understand that self-talk is the most important speech we'll ever hear. Correct?
Yes.
Most important speech you'll hear. So self-talk is an acronym that stands for recognizing you are a soul experiencing life fully, teaching always love and kindness.
Love it. Absolutely love it.
When you speak that, look, because you taught this to me. We were discussing recently. We talked about something. And Robert taught me something of great interest. You can't help anybody else unless you help yourself. Self-care is fundamental. Right.
Yep. You know, you think about it when you're on an airline. Why do you think they say if there's an emergency, take care of yourself before you can help other
people? Right. That's it. And if we have a change in cabin pressure, somebody's going to come down overside and put it on your head. Now, if you're traveling with a child or somebody who acts like a child, the instinctual idea is to put it on the other person first. But we have to be taught, counterintuitive, that's good, but we're taught, put it on yourself first so you can breathe. Once you can breathe, you can be of benefit. So listen to Butwin, everybody out there. This is a Hall of Famer. He has given us of his time, his energy, his thoughts, his words, and enabling us to be able to flourish. You see, because flourishing is really the essence of what the laws of attraction are about. When you are, I am, so I am successful. I'm a giver. I am a million-dollar producer. Whatever the I am is, and it's affirmed on a regular basis, the mind can only do what you tell it to. Am I correct on that, Robert? You can't do opposite of what you tell it to do.
Exactly. And so we want to take a look at life and the fact that there's an abundance of life, not a scarcity mindset. One of the other things I learned from Dr. Robert Anthony, he talks about the river of life. He says, if you walk down to the river with a thimble, you can come away with a thimble of water. If you go down there with a cup, you can come away with a cup of water. If you go down there with a semi-tanker, you can go away with a semi-tanker of water. You know, there's so much abundance. There's so much prosperity. And the key to having that work in your life is focus on helping other people. The more value and service that you bring to this world, the more the world is going to pay you back in a, you know, multiple.
This is guidance that you literally can't buy. For instance, I'll give you an example. There's many things Robert said. There are so many books and courses and things that you can go on the internet today and get virtually for free. In other words, no cost out of pocket. Of course, it's not free because you have to give that which is your most valuable possession, your time. Now, if you do that, time, by the way, stands for thoughtful insights meaningfully expressed. It also stands for thinking it's miraculous every day. That's what time is. But if you do what Robert's been sharing with us, then you can only have the guidance of the river man. We'll call you the river man, right? Because you see, a river, by the way, take out the vowels. River is the same word backwards and forwards, RVR, RVR, because the essence of a river, it's always giving, it's flowing, it's always nourishing. Now, the interesting part of all this is that guidance is a great word. I learned this from a remarkable being. His name is Dr. Bernie Siegel, who wrote the definitive work on love and healing more than 40 years ago. And at that time, he was scoffed at. He was put down. Oh, come on, Bernie. Yeah, you're a great doctor. You're a great, not just physician. You're, why am I losing out at the moment? Let's help you do cuts. You know, you know how to remove cancer from people, and yet you're telling them that if they think better, they're going to be better. Ah, come on, Bernie, wake up. That's not medicine. Well, he's proved them wrong, right? And yep. He said, this is the way to heal people. So he taught me guidance stands for God, you and I dance. So on that high note, Robert Butwin, I'm going to do something in front of 300 and now 56,222 people around the world. Wow, this is our biggest audience ever. Thank you, Robert. I'm going to give you a hug in front of 356,000 people. You ready?
Yep. Yeah, by the way, before you give me the hug, because you've given me hugs before, you give the best hugs around.
Okay, this is for Robert and everybody watching. 1, 2, 3, you have chosen to join into the joy of living consciously, conscientiously. www.barryshore.com is all there. And we work with the three fundamentals of life. Life has purpose. You lead a purpose-driven life, you'll go mad. Mad stands for make a difference. And the third fundamental, unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. www, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day, or as my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in. Create stands for causing rethinking, enabling all to excel. Use four-letter words. Love, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. And tell everybody, F you, capital N, capital N. Tell the world, F you, capital N, capital N. Use the two most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day, consciously and conscientiously for the rest of your life. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to harmonize and network kindness. Kind also stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. Connect in nature daily. Be involved. Make sure that you are I am affirming, not just you will be. I am. Listen to Mr. Butwin. And you will not only succeed, you will flourish. You will be of service to the world. We leave you with a blessing. Our blessing from Robert and Barry is go forth. Live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Thank you, Robert. Bye, everybody.
Thank you.